Hello.
Hey, I was looking for Natalie.
This is she.
Natalie, Topher Sparks here, calling from the agency in LA. How's it going?
I'm good. Who is this?
Topher Sparks, agency, Los Angeles. You replied to an ad on Craigslist about a reality show we're casting for.
Oh my God, hi. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize the name. I've been applying for a lot of these.
Totes. Yeah. We get it. I talk to people like you all the time who are applying for reality shows. Listen, we put out hundreds of ads all across America, and we only call back a few select applicants who we think have big potential.
Potential?
Yeah, potential. Short for potential.
Oh my God, are you serious? Do you think I have potential?
Oh, yeah. You actually might have what it takes. We've looked at your headshot. I've read a little bit about you. I even looked you up online and saw your IG. And I love the pics on your Instagram.
Oh my God, thank you.
You could do really well on this new reality show we're casting for.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
It is exciting. Listen, name of the show, Real Housewives of Afghanistan. It's gonna be a hoot.
Wait, where did you say it was gonna be?
Afghanistan. Real Housewives Afghani.
Is that
It's a real, it's a real fish out of water type thing. It's gonna be hilarious.
how do you do something like that?
Oh, if you're worried about the cost, don't worry. We pay for everything. We fly you over there, put you up in a little house, and of course you get a paycheck for being on the show. And it will be in American dollars, not Afghanis. Unless you want to be paid in Afghanis.
I'm all confused. I was applying for shows like Survivor,
Oh.
fun, like
I'll tell you what, this show is
things.
exactly like Survivor.
How is that?
Well, it's a very intense place, right? So you get a little bit of that mixed in with the drama of the housewives. It's really got everything.
I'm not even married.
Oh, that doesn't matter one bit. We'll put you up with some Afghani guy. He'll pretend to be your husband. Most of these reality shows aren't real anyway.
So weird. Like, I've never even thought of that. Like, I never even
Exact.
thought.
Exactly. You've never thought about Real Housewives of Afghanistan. That's why we're doing it, trying to mix it up. Think outside the box.
I mean, it just doesn't sound safe.
There's about 70,000 people I could call right now and tell them, hey, you're going to Real Housewives of Afghanistan. They'd take me up on it in a second. Wouldn't even be asking the questions you're asking.
So nobody else is asking about if it's going to be safe or if they're going to be okay.
Listen, being on network TV trumps safety any day of the week.
But then what if I die out there? Then what good is that?
Then you died on the small screen. Do you know how cool that is? You're probably going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And chances that you die on this show, less than 60%. I mean, come on, the odds are in your favor.
So it's like 40% that I could possibly die
By the
on
way,
the show.
I'm just hearing you spit out a bunch of numbers. I'll spit out a number to you. How about $10,000 per episode?
$10,000 an episode?
Yeah, and all you got to do is just get a little tipsy and argue with some Afghani women once in a while. Not bad for a day's work, is it? What do you think, Yen?
So if I'll be mostly safe, is what you're saying, $10,000.
It's a lot of
I'm
money.
okay. I'll do it. Yeah, I'm in.
You will.
Yeah.
You'll go to Afghanistan and be on a show called The Real Housewives of Afghanistan.
If you're gonna be a star, you gotta take risks.
Yeah.
So, like you said, I gotta make sacrifices, so.
All right, well, I should probably tell you that this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you before we book your ticket to Afghanistan.
What?
Yeah, this is a prank phone call. Your boyfriend Michael set you up. He told us that you've been applying to ads on Craigslist for acting jobs nonstop and wanted me to mess with you. Were you actually willing to go to Afghanistan and participate in a show, Real Housewives of Afghanistan?
Yes. Like you were offering $10,000 an episode. I thought it was real.
Well, now you get to be in one of my prank phone calls. That's pretty awesome, right?
$10,000?
No, you get no money for this.